smoker.
What is up? Good morning and greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. Registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, regenerating, renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we love hearing from you. We're going to spend a lot of time taking phone calls today. The last couple of shows, the phone lines have filled up pretty quickly, and I didn't get to talk to all the folks that I wanted to talk to. I try to get to as many calls as I can, so why don't you call in early, and we'll start taking your calls in our next segment at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's your call-in number. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team there at 866-735-2478, 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Longevity product. The multivitamin mineral complex powder you add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's a wonderful source of your water-soluble vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, accessory nutrients. Most folks will notice results like more energy, lower blood pressure, appetite suppression, and weight loss. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses. You can find out all about it from the folks on the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. You can also head over to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up and a join the team link if you want to click on it and start yourself a longevity business. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. I just did a post yesterday and another post today. I'm going to try and post on there. I'm going to try to post on there every day or at least every other day. There's lots of good stuff up at pharmacistben.com. Okay, we are talking cells. We're talking protein. Actually, we're talking about protein. But in order to understand the importance of protein, we got to talk about cells. Why are we talking all of a sudden about cells when we're discussing about protein? Well, we shall soon find out. I remember I was talking to a listener a few months ago. This is a pretty smart guy, a guy who really got the point about the Bright Side. He really understood the Bright Side philosophy. It actually written a little treatise on the Bright Side philosophy, a Bright Side manifesto, and it was actually pretty well done. I hope he's listening out there. Armando. Anyway, Armando and I were talking, and he said something to me interesting. He said he was talking to somebody about the importance of protein, and this person asked what exactly protein did, and as well informed as my friend was, he couldn't tell the guy exactly what protein was or what it did in the body. Now, as surprising as this may be, I started asking folks, friends of mine and my clients and patients, I started asking them just randomly what they thought protein was, what they thought protein did, and it turned out my buddy or his associate wasn't alone. Hardly anyone I asked about protein, even if they were well-informed, even if they knew about the importance of protein, hardly anybody could tell me what exactly protein did or what exactly protein was, for that matter. So in light of that, in light of our discussion about protein and bodybuilding, and or more actually building a body, I want to spend a few minutes talking about exactly what protein is, why it's so darn important. And in order to do that, we got to talk about the basic fundamental unit in the body, the basic fundamental building block in the body, and that is the cell. I've said so many times on this program, and it's critical for us to understand, all degenerative disease is initiated, begins at the level of a cell. So we got to understand what the heck is going on with the cell. Not just to understand protein, but to understand all degenerative disease and how to reverse it. So cells are best thought of as little animals. Yes, little critters, little animals. That's hard to believe, but it gets even more crazy because these little animals are invisible. They're invisible. They're so tiny you can't see them. That makes them invisible. Yet in this invisible world of a cell, there are trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions of molecular interactions happening every split second. There are trillions upon trillions of relationships and reactions happening every nanosecond, all of which combine to create you and me and all of us and all of our experiences. Invisible animals, invisible chemistry, invisible activities, all of which come together to make me and you and plants and insects and dogs and cats and birds and bacteria and every single thing that's alive. These invisible cells create our very visible bodies and our very visible world, and that, my friends, is the definition of magic. They are magical. We are magical. We are the invisible made visible. Cells turn the invisible world into the visible world. Our cells, the most basic and fundamental life building blocks, are the consummate magicians. So cells are magicians. Cells are animals. Cells are critters. If you were to take one of them out of your body and stick them in a little petri dish, that cell would turn into an animal. It would run to food. It would run away from poisons. This is a skin cell or a liver cell or a bone cell or a nerve cell or a heart cell or whatever cell you want to use. If you stuck it in a petri dish, put some food in there, the cell would literally start to crawl. It would crawl to the food. If you put poison in there, it would crawl away. This is your cells. This has got to blow you away. And we got 100 trillion of these things. And the primary stuff, the primary job of a cell is to make stuff. It's to do stuff. It's to produce stuff. And cells make a special kind of stuff. And all of the stuff that cells make come from instructions that are like digitally encoded software. All cells have software instructions that result in the production of stuff that we could easily call hardware. And the hardware that results from the software instruction allows the cell to do all the things it needs for it to live and for us to live, for the microstructure to live and the macrostructure to live. All the thing a cell does, and a cell does lots of things, it all depends on hardware that comes from software. And that software is encoded in what we call genes. We call this instructional software genetics. And the hardware that is produced, that makes a cell do whatever it does, and ultimately makes us do whatever we do, the hardware is called protein. The instructional software is the genetics. The hardware that is produced from this instructional software is protein, and that's what genes do. They're chemical instructions for the production of the hardware of life, i.e. protein. And that is the simplest way to look at what a protein is. It's the chemical hardware that allows cells and ultimately our bodies to do the work of being alive. Every single function a cell in a body does, eating, breathing, reproducing, excreting, contracting, relaxing, whatever, it's all controlled at the most basic level by hardware called protein that comes from software called genes. That's what a protein is, guys, hardware. Now, when I say hardware, I mean solid pieces of chemical, solid pieces of molecule, whatever you want to call it. Genetics communicates invisible messages, invisible information. And somehow, how this happens is one of the most incredible processes in all of biology, by the way. I'm not going to get into it now, but if you're interested in looking it up, it's called transcription and translation. And how this all happens how this information gets turned into hardware, little pieces of molecules that do things, is a key cellular function. These molecules are all proteins. There's three main types, by the way. Three main types of protein. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from a break, and we'll take your phone calls as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and you're listening to The Bright Side.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All
right, we are back on the Bright Side. Thank you, friends, for being here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there you can check out with all the longevity products. So join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking protein, talking cells. I'm going to reserve the rest of this conversation for tomorrow because I want to get to a bunch of phone calls, except to say there's three main types of protein in the body. All proteins come from the genetics code for protein. Proteins are then made. They're modified to a certain extent, so you have other kinds of proteins. But for the most part, the building blocks, raw materials of the proteins themselves are all the result of your genetics. This is what genes do. They make proteins. Genetics make proteins. Genetics is software. Proteins are hardware. There's three types of protein. I'll tell you what those are tomorrow as we continue talking about the importance of protein, dietary protein, and protein metabolism and protein digestion for anti-aging and building a body, and especially for osteoporosis, which is our main topic. Okay, our lines are full. When somebody drops off, you can give us a shout at 855-660-4261. Let's go out to Canada and welcome John to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hi, thanks, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's cooking?
Okay, let me make this quick. I'm calling about my father. He's 73 years old. He had a triple bypass in 92, and since then he's had two stents.
Okay.
And he's on a statin, and he was on a antidepressant as well.
Okay.
And he had a lot of myalgia in his legs as well. Got him on a B-complex, got rid of the myalgia.
Oh, nice.
I got rid of the Zoloft with 5-HTP and
nice.
Alpha-GPC and Tropic.
John, what do you need me for? You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, I just have a couple of quick questions. The doctor had prescribed 80 milligrams of the Lipitor.
Okay.
By himself, he didn't feel comfortable with 80 millimeters. He reduced it milligrams. He reduced himself to 40.
Okay.
And I'm trying to slowly wean him off the Lipitor. I've already started giving him CoQ10, grass-fed collagen.
You're doing awesome, John. Where did you hear all this? Have you been reading up or listening to the program? Or how'd you get all these ideas?
I've been doing a lot of research, yeah.
You're doing awesome, man. You're saving your dad's life. You're adding years to your dad's life.
I'm hoping to, because my mom was, she was pretty much assassinated by the arthritis community anyway. So I wish I knew what I knew then, but I can't do anything about it now anyway.
All right, well, how can I help you, my man?
Well, two things. I just wonder if there's anything else I can do for his to help him get off the statins.
Heck yeah.
Secondly, he has the cholesterol deposit in his lower back, which they gave him Rogabilin for.
It's like there's a drug for everything. Whatever you have, there's a drug. Yeah. No problem. We'll get you a drug. Here's the deal. Cholesterol, number one. Well, two things about cholesterol. Number one, it is your primary building substance. All disease is degenerative disease as the result of breakdown. Cholesterol is a build-up substance. It opposes breakdown. To stop your body from making cholesterol means you're encouraging degenerative disease. You're encouraging degeneration. It cannot help but be this way because cholesterol is a prime-building substance. So the way you want to deal with all cholesterol issues is not by using drugs. It's by stabilizing cholesterol production in the liver, and there's two main ways to do it. The most important thing you can do, and listen up, folks, because there's millions upon millions of Americans using statin drugs and dealing with cholesterol issues. This is true for everybody out there. If you have elevations in cholesterol, you probably have a metabolic issue related to insulin and sugar. Insulin and sugar and cholesterol go hand in hand, as any diabetic will tell you. You want to drop your cholesterol like a stone, treat yourself like a diabetic or a pre-diabetic, which you probably are. Use the Sweeties from Longevity. Use the B-complex and magnesium and taurine and arginine. And there's a zillion nutritional supplements you could take to stabilize blood sugar. We'll spend a whole day talking about them if you want. That's not I don't want to do that right now. I've got a bunch of stuff to do. But the point is, use supplements to reduce and stabilize blood sugar and insulin. And then secondly, use dietary strategies. Weaning yourself off of carbo. Refined, sugary carbos is key. Now, when I beat up on carbos, which I do pretty much on a daily basis, I'm beating up on refined and processed carbos. I'm not necessarily talking about vegetables, which are very important carbohydrates. And vegetables should form the bulk of our diet in terms of caloric intake. So number one, for all cholesterol issues, You've got to stabilize your blood sugar and insulin via supplements, and number two, via dietary strategies. That's the single most important move you can make, and your cholesterol will drop like a stone. And please, people, you don't want to take a statin drug. And by the way, John, all the strategies for lowering cholesterol are going to improve cardiovascular function as well. One last thing that you might want to do, it's concerning to me that he's got the depression going on, assuming that there's not emotional things happening. There probably is. Of course, there's always an emotional component. It may mean that he's not getting enough blood to his brain. Practicing deep breathing techniques can be very important for opening up the vasculature and keeping blood flowing smoothly. It can also help him with his cardiovascular health. So make sure he's doing all his deep breathing. There's a ton of other things you could do, my friend, but that's a great place for you to start. Sugar, insulin, stabilize both of those using nutritional supplements and using dietary strategies, more protein, more essential fatty acids, more coconut oil, use the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity, get on the Osteomag. These are all superb strategies for you. Go get the book, The Sinatra Solution. Anybody with heart disease should be reading this book, The Sinatra Solution, and then your deep breathing techniques. And the statin drugs are going to ultimately lead to his demise. They're awful, awful medications. All right, my man?
Okay, and the cholesterol deposit in his back?
His cholesterol metabolism is off. That's what's happening. So once he starts stabilizing cholesterol production, that should improve.
Okay. And last question, should I get my dad some squalene as well? Or
It wouldn't hurt. It's not the end-all and be-all. That can help lower his cholesterol a little bit. Squalene, by the way, is awesome for your skin topically. I use it in many of my skincare formulations. Internally, it may help lower his cholesterol and improve his blood pressure as well. Niacin, if you want to just straight out lower your cholesterol, niacin time release, 100 to 200 milligrams daily is a great way to do it. Better than the squalene.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Good luck. God bless you, man. All right, Judy in Kansas, what's going on? Welcome to The Bright Side.
I just wanted to give you a call for a couple of reasons. First of all, I've had some success I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, nice.
We've spoken before, and I'm one of those that doctors kind of messed up. I've had breast cancer. I don't have a gallbladder. I've had a hysterectomy.
Oh, geez. Can you speak up, Judy? I want to hear everything. Judy, I want to hear everything you're saying. I'm having a hard time. Speak up. Speak real loud.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I've had breast cancer, gallbladder removed, hysterectomy. I've been on Tagamet, Prilosec for years, and so now I'm just trying to recover. And I've done a lot of what you've said, and the success that I've received has to do with eczema. I had eczema on my hand for years, on the heel of my palm of my hand, and it's absolutely gone.
Nice.
And nothing I tried ever got rid of that. I kind of went on a gluten-free, actually, not just eliminating wheat. But I do have a little bit of a rash still on my back. It's improved, but I'm wondering, it's really been difficult going grain-free, except for rice, and I'm wondering, is it common for people to have more than one intolerance?
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes. It's common to have lots of intolerances. Hang on. We'll finish up. We got to take a break. Okay, Judy? Hang tight. All you guys on hold, hang on there. I'm going to try to get to every last one of you today. So hang on. I'm not even going to give out our number because our lines are full. But when somebody drops off, that's the time to dial in. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back at you right after this.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're talking to Judy in Kansas. And Judy, your question before we went to break is, can you have multiple allergies? Is that correct?
Yes. I know for sure wheat is a problem, and I think barley, so I stay away from the grains. But I take
There's still something else going on. Always regard rashes on the skin. Hang on, Judy. Always regard rashes on the skin. Always regard eczema. Always regard skin problems as first and foremost some kind of food condition. Now, it can be topical. That does happen occasionally. There may be some times when it's not digestively related, but food and the digestive system are the most likely suspect. It's like when the husband gets killed, it doesn't mean the wife did it. Or when the wife gets killed, it doesn't mean the husband did it. But you better believe the first suspects that need to be cleared are the spouses. Does that mean the spouses are always guilty? No. But you got to clear the spouses first because they are the most likely suspects. Same with the digestive system. When there is some kind of skin condition, does it always mean that you got a digestive problem? Not always. Usually, but not always. But the point is that they need to be cleared. Food and digestive conditions need to be cleared as the most likely suspects. And indeed, you could be allergic to all kinds of foods. So what you want to do, Judy, is just use your digestive symptoms, or in your case, you could actually use your skin symptoms as a guide. Lay off of foods for a day or two. Your symptoms should resolve. That alone will tell you. If that occurs, your symptoms resolve and you lay off of food, that alone tells you there's a digestive or food component. Then start to introduce foods back into your diet and watch what happens. Let your body be a laboratory. Let your body be the test. You don't need a doctor to test you. You don't need a lab to test you. You don't need to spend money on Quest Diagnostics or any of these diagnostic testing companies. You be the test. Eat a food. See what happens. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, good luck. God bless. Anything else?
Ask one more quick question.
Sure.
If I take whey protein and the whey protein seems to really improve my digestion, can that help me eliminate that's a problem?
If you notice you don't have any issues with whey, it's probably a food that's safe to eat. And by the way, a supplement or food that's safe to use. Now, by the way, if you do have problems with whey protein or any protein, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't use that protein. Try using them with digestive enzymes, and sometimes that can make a huge difference. Try using it with apple cider vinegar, and sometimes that makes a huge difference. So try all these other ways of getting the whey in your body. Because whey is such a valuable, valuable food, it would be a shame not to use it if there's ways that you can help your body process it. So if you can't use whey protein, try using it with digestive enzymes. Try using it with apple cider vinegar and see if that improves. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Judy, and thanks for the progress report. I really appreciate that. All right. Mario, my man. Paisan, what is happening, buddy?
What's up, Paisan?
What's going on? Long time no talk to. How's everything hanging in Jersey?
Everything's all right here. I just got a phone call from my mother. My uncle he had an angina attack or something. They put him in the hospital, and they found out he had 98% blockage.
He's eating that good Italian food. He's eating that pasta, right? And lasagna, right?
Yeah,
pizza.
Exactly. And he's diabetic.
Great. Okay.
type 2 diabetic. He just
either way
started using insulin. So now, obviously, I have something to show him that he needs to change what he's doing. So I need to really know what to tell him.
You want some ideas?
I they put a stent already in his heart.
All right. A stent, by the way, is for the listeners, is a little tube they stick in there that reroutes constricted blood. It's doctor strategy, medical strategy for improving circulation. Here's what you need to do. This is what you need to do. It doesn't mean he's going to do it. You got to have him lower his intake of all the insulin spiking and blood sugar spiking foods, and that's the pasta and the bread and the stuff he likes, the lasagna, the Italian food. Now, to tell him, he's probably in his 60s or 70s, I'm assuming, right?
He's about, no, actually, he's 55.
Okay, well, he's very young. So to tell a guy who's been eating these kind of foods his whole life for 50 to 60 years, it's not going to work. So you got to wean him away from these kind of foods and into more protein. Whey's going to be the best, of course. If he's resistant that way, just any kind of protein. But have him eating satiety, that is satisfaction-inducing foods, so he doesn't feel like snacking on the carbs and eating the pasta. He can still have a little bit. You don't want to tell him zero tolerance. Just tell him, get in more protein and you're going to find yourself eating less carbs, less rice, less pasta, potatoes, all that kind of food. Get him on micronutrients. This is another major important strategy for being able to wean yourself away from carbohydrates. Carbohydrate cravings come from a need to self-medicate for energy, a need to self-medicate for the stress hormone serotonin. So if you can figure out a way to get your body nutrients that will give you energy or nutrients that can support the stress hormone system, you're not going to be self-medicating as much. This is why protein works. Remember I said a couple days ago we can get energy from protein. This is why micronutrients work. Micronutrients improve the way we produce energy. So using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, getting on the Ultimate Daily, getting on the Mighty 90, just getting on the Mighty 90, Mario, even if you don't, even if he doesn't even change the way he eats, just getting on the Mighty 90 can be a result in a significant improvement in blood pressure and circulatory health and heart health, all of that. Coenzyme Q10 is an absolute must-have for anybody with circulatory or heart issues. So is Coenzyme Q10's partner, vitamin E. Vitamin E and Coenzyme Q10 work together. We spent a lot of time the last couple of weeks talking about vitamin K. Very, very important for cholesterol, for lowering, reducing cholesterol plaques, which can be induced by calcium. We talked about that. So getting them on 1,000 micrograms to 2,000, even 3,000 micrograms of vitamin K2, not K1, but K2, which is more important for circulatory health. Having him get out in the sun to improve his vitamin D. High doses of vitamin C. Even if he doesn't change the way he eats, which is the most important thing he can do, all of these micronutrients can make a huge difference. If you want to do one thing, just one thing, and it's probably not, you want to do more than one thing, I'd be using high doses of vitamin C, 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams a day. Anybody with cardiovascular health issues, read the book Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks by Dr. Matthias Rath, which is a wonderful, wonderful treatise on vitamin C. And heart disease, why animals don't get heart attacks. You know, animals don't get heart attacks. They make their own vitamin C. Only human beings, guinea pigs, and a certain type of gorilla doesn't make vitamin C. All other animals in the animal kingdom make their own vitamin C, and they don't get heart attacks. Guinea pigs do, gorillas do, and we do, and we don't make vitamin C. I'm not saying that's a proof of anything, but that's just an interesting point. Read the book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks. And one more thing, Mario, if you want to throw one more thing in, the B-complex, the entire B-complex. You'll get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course. You can also use a B100 pill. All right?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Mar. You too, buddy. All right, it's my buddy Mario in New Jersey. Let's see. Ron in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on, Ron?
Yeah, well, I've spoken to you a lot of times before, Ben. I'll quickly give it to you. I'm just about 80 years old. I've been on Tangy Tangerine and the EPA, and I'm doing 4 eggs a day, plus a lot of other food, but that's the diet. The difficulty is that I've got a patch on my scalp. There's about 80% hair. There's a patch on my scalp that's about 2 inches in diameter. It's very dry. I've had this all my life.
All right.
This is getting worse.
Okay. Hang on, Ron. Sounds like a little bit of eczema, but we could treat that really quickly. You can take care of that almost instantly, as our caller from Kansas said earlier. Hang on, Ron. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
We've all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at theprepmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at theprepmart.com. That's theprepmart.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side, Ron in Texas. Are you there, Ronald?
Yeah, I have one other problem. I'm going to give it to you. I've got an impotence problem for last two years.
Okay, and you're 70 years old, you said, right?
What?
You said you're 70, 7-0?
No, I'm just 80 years. I'm almost 80.
You're almost 80. You sound awesome. Yeah. Here's a couple things for you. Skin issues, always look to the digestive system first. Sounds like we're talking about a little eczema on your scalp. Connected up with food problems, that's the number one step. All eczema, think food. All skin issues, think food, but especially eczema. And also with eczema, think about fat absorption and fatty vitamins and fat metabolism. Those are the two things to think about with most skin issues, but especially with eczema. Number one, digestive issues, that means eliminate problem foods, use probiotics. Probiotics can be super helpful, especially for babies, by the way, who have eczema. Probiotics and working with intestinal bacteria, fermented foods, kimchi, fermented beets, soy, natto, all those kinds of fermented foods. Those are good sources of probiotics. Get on the nightly essence from Longevity, and then start focusing on fat absorption and intake of fatty vitamins. So fat absorption using bile salts, lecithin, apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes, use all those with foods, and then take your fatty vitamins and your essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs from Longevity, and fish oil as well, with your fatty meals and with vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day, vitamin E, 400 international units a day. I like the mixed tocotrienol form of vitamin E. Vitamin D, the best way to get your vitamin D is from the sun, and you're lucky you got the scalp, your issue on the scalp. You can just get some nice Texas sun on your scalp periodically, maybe 5 or 10 minutes a day, 3 or 4 days a week. That alone can make a wonderful difference. And then your aforementioned EFAs. There's also a couple minerals that might be helpful. Zinc sometimes is helpful for eczema and skin issues, as is selenium, 50 milligrams of zinc a day, and then 200 to 600 micrograms of your OPC selenium. Take your minerals with your fatty meals, your fat absorption aids, your essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins as well. Use them all together. As far as the impotence go, As far as the impotence goes, there's a couple things that you want to think about. Number one, diabetes, and number two, circulation. So if you're not a diabetic, you're not a pre-diabetic, you don't have any indicators that way, then you don't necessarily have to work on it that way, but this probably has something to do with a circulation issue. Also, it could have to do with an imbalance in male hormone versus female hormone. As men get older, their male hormone levels drop, and they become relatively, female hormones become relatively higher. This can be an issue that can involve stress. It can involve sugar. So start to support male hormone metabolism. Sugar is male hormone's mortal enemy. So if there's any other reason that you need to wean yourself off of breads and carbos and pasta, guys out there, it's feminizing you. It's making you more womanly and more girly. It's domesticating you, and it's making your genital appendages not work as well either. So sugar is anti-Viagra for men. I'm not saying that's you, Ron, but it could very well be. If that's the case, wean yourself away from the domesticating processed foods that are advertised and we're encouraged to eat at every turn, and start eating some male protein, testosterone-building protein, especially whey protein. All right, amino acid arginine also can be very helpful for all circulatory issues, especially impotence. All right.
Can I decrease the impotence by large amount by doing that?
Weaning yourself off of the sugars and the carbohydrates, getting yourself more protein if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, working on blood sugar, and yes, indeed, you can reverse that.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Good luck, man. Thanks for calling, Ron. Appreciate it. Let's see. Clayton in Canada. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Hey, Ben, Clayton here.
Hey, Clayton.
In Canada. My father has just been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
I love that word, idiopathic. Yeah, I love that word, idiopathic. You know what that means? We don't know what the heck's happening. We're idiots.
Right.
That's basically what it means, idiopathic. Literally. It means we don't know what the heck's going on. Well, I'll tell you what's going on. When you have fibrosis of any kind, you have a stressed-out system. One of the ways the body responds to stress is by producing lots of fibers at the cell level. Whenever you have fibrosis in the muscles, fibrosis in the lungs, fibrosis in the skin, fibrosis in anywhere, you have a burdened biochemical system. Fibrosis does not just spontaneously happen. Somebody's got to be sick for a long time before fibrosis occurs. Now, I don't know your dad, Clayton, but I'm assuming this is the case, correct?
Yeah, he just had a bout of pneumonia about 6 or 8 months ago.
So I'm talking long-standing degenerative disease. He must have something long-standing.
Okay.
Am I correct?
It's possible. He's 80 years old.
Okay. Okay, so it is possible. So a couple things you want to do. First thing you want to do is reduce the stress on the body. And there's a lot of ways to do it. Number one, you want to start to figure out what's going on in his digestive system. If he's eating the standard American diet in Canada, then it's probably the same crap. You guys probably eat the same crap we do. So
yeah.
You can call it the standard American diet or the standard Canadian diet, whatever it is. You got to start focusing on the kinds of foods he's eating. Link foods to digestive distress. Now, I'm not going to kid you here. He's 80 years old. He's already starting to break down very severely. So it's going to take a while to reverse this thing totally, but he can start to notice results right away. Try to find symptoms that you can resolve quickly, and those are usually going to be related to the digestive system. That means foods. That means bowel movements. That means gas, bloating, heartburn, any digestive distress. Note them, link them to foods, eliminate those foods. I don't know how much simpler I could be. Notice the symptoms, link the symptoms to foods, eliminate those foods, okay? Anybody dealing with degeneration, folks, anybody, and fibrosis is a classic case of degenerative disease, anybody dealing with any kind of degenerative crisis, notice your digestive symptoms, link them to foods, eliminate those foods. That alone will make a huge difference, although there's tons more you're going to need to do. Get them on the ultimate, the nightly essence from longevity as a source of probiotics, and have them eating fermented foods. That's the second step. Use digestive enzymes. That can improve the circulatory system. And with pulmonary fibrosis, he's at risk for circulatory problems. So have him using the digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes, with meals to help improve his digestion, and on an empty stomach to help improve circulatory health. Deep breathing techniques can also improve circulatory health and can improve pulmonary lung function as well. So make sure he's using his deep breathing techniques. Micronutrients that are important for the heart and for the circulatory system and for the lungs include vitamin C, 1,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day. Vitamin E in the mixed tocotrienol form, 400 international units a day. Something called NAC or NAC can be very helpful for lung health. I would be using anywhere from 100 to 500 milligrams a day of NAC. You may also want to try alpha-lipoic acid. That also, by the way, is good for blood sugar control. Alpha-lipoic acid, 100 to 200 milligrams a day. And then magnesium, which is important for circulatory health as well as for cardiovascular health. And most people are deficient in magnesium, especially as we get older. And if he has digestive issues, that can also impair magnesium absorption into the body. So using liquid magnesium for longevity, there's a couple nice liquid magnesium products. I think the Osteo FX is a liquid magnesium product, or you can also use the Osteomag. Try to get him to take 1,000 milligrams or so of magnesium. It wouldn't hurt him to take a little calcium as well. And again, you'll find those in the you'll find calcium in the Osteo FX product. Get him on the Mighty 90. Just get him on the Mighty 90. If you don't, it's no muss, no fuss. You can sip on the BTT all day long. He can use his essential fatty acids once or twice a day. And then he can get his OsteoFX. There's so much you could do, man, for pulmonary fibrosis. But that should get you a good start. And you know what? There's no drugs they could give you for pulmonary fibrosis. So he really doesn't have any other alternatives except for using nutrition. And I hope I convince you that you to get him to start a good nutritional supplement program. It can make all the difference, Clayton.
Yes, you did. And so it is reversible then?
He's 80 years old, and theoretically it's reversible, but he's got to do a lot of work in order to get it to reverse, really, really reverse. He's going to have to do a lot of work and have to do a lot of life changing. But yes, he can start the reversal process almost immediately once he figures out what's burdening that system.
Right. Good. Thanks.
All right. All right, Clayton, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate your call from Canada. I got about a minute. I'm going to try and get you in here, Gary, but we might have to take you tomorrow. What's going on, bro?
All right. How you doing?
Okay.
I got a friend, probably like pretty much a brother to me, 34 years old. His epigenetics.
You got to go fast, Gary, because we're going to run out of time, bro.
He recently was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He had the surgery. And now they want to put him through chemo. And I tried to explain
for prostate cancer, they want to put him on chemo? You know, that's such a scandal. First of all,
can I call you back tomorrow?
Yeah, why don't you call me back? Because prostate cancer and chemo, that's a terrible thing. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk about that. Okay? I'm sorry. I got to let you go. And I tried to get to everybody. I almost did. I left a couple of you guys on hold. I apologize for that. Give us a call back tomorrow, and we'll try to get everybody on board again. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. You can order all the longevity products you hear us recommend on the program through brightsideben.com. And please click on the Join the Team link and help me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and supplies.
self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.